You know, folks, this world is made up of about 8-9 billion people, mixed races, colors, you name it. And of course, the West has been the superpower for, you know, for generations. And now in the 21st century, with this whole notion of decolonization, it's time for those people who were colonized to now reverse the attacking and now to denigrate everybody in the West. And apparently, we're fair game. Hi, everybody. David Solomon here with Stuart Brisgell, back as normal, as usual, on the Rant Network here. We dive into raw, unfiltered issues, spanning news, pop culture, politics, and so much more. We're dissecting all of today's absurdities, at least a good chunk of it, delving into society's deepest issues. We try to keep it real here. So listen, folks, buckle up, sit back, and take in this one. This one is going to be a fun one, because I'm going to let Stuart take off today. So this should be a good starting point. And so here we are back at the Rant Network. You know, Stuart, yesterday I went nuts. I did a special solo version because it had to do with Canada and the absurdity of the politics here. And it's we're led by proudly, if you look at our, we have, yeah, you could look at the head of the Socialist Party here in Canada, Jagmeet Singh. You know, he's a gentleman of color. He's a gentleman from like who should be thrilled and proud to have come to this country and been able to, you know, be raised and become one of the top most, one of the most powerful people. Actually, he's probably the most powerful person in Canada because he's the coalition partner for Justin Trudeau and gets to run things in his own way. So the world has pivoted. The world has changed. It's not what it used to be. But apparently, Stuart, it's also time for Gen Z and for millennials to go on a visceral attack of white people. And it just doesn't happen to only start in the United States and Canada or the West. Apparently, the United Nations loves to recruit these type of haters. Stuart, talk to me about this Pakistani-American named Aisha Siddiqui, who just was personally selected by the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Well, I mean, she's a prize, isn't she?
Well, she's born in 1999. She is hails herself as a Pakistani-American climate justice advocate. She's founded or co-founded Fossil Free University and Polluters Out. She is a hijab-wearing, God-fearing woman who I don't believe is a woman of color, unless you want to call white Arab or white Pakistani descent color. But she seems to hail herself as a marching band leader for radical groups as she lives in her cushy little city, Coney Island, New York, where she, you know, enjoys the benefits of an American quality of life that she likes to obliterate and eviscerate anyone that doesn't agree with her or her Instagram followers or her ex followers, because these are people looking to make a name for themselves using the most radical viewpoints ever. United Nations has been the proxy of more terror and of more violence in the world than I think any access has ever done. From their positions on world politics and climate change and causing death and destruction globally. I believe United Nations is solely responsible for more death than any other nation. That's a bold statement, David. And when you're dealing, well, they support Iran, North Korea, Russia, they support every single crazy country. Why do I call it crazy? I'm a Westerner. And by the way, David, my skin's just as milky as Aisha's, and so is yours. Yet I'm not here saying, let's take what percent of the population and screw the rest. You know, if you focus on the 2% or the fraction of a percent, 2 decimal points of a percent, and you want to say they should rule the world, and because everyone else is responsible for global warming, I got something to tell you. You're wrong. And you want to know something? People from your country in Pakistan cause more emissions like India and China than the United States. And they're the bigger abusers of the environment than the United States or Canada for that matter. You know, so when you come and you want to pride yourself as being a Pakistani climate justice advocate from Coney Island, New York, maybe you should look back at your country. Maybe you should look how banana republic you came from and appreciate the freedom. It's not white freedom. It's freedom. David, we grew up in Montreal, Quebec. I didn't give a shit if you're black, white, red, green, yellow. I cared if you spoke English. It was a language issue that divided Montreal, not a color of the skin, not a religiosity. You were in the Protestant school system, you were in the Catholic school system, or you were in a parochial school system. Parochial meant Catholic or Jewish. Okay. Now today, I believe there's Muslim schools. They wouldn't exist when I was growing up there. But it's not the last 60 years this hatred has existed, which is basically Muslim hatred. It's not. Muslim hatred isn't a real thing. Radical Islamic hatred is a real thing. Radical Islamic cause had vanished from the planet when the Christians drove them through. And radical Islam took a breather. It only reemerged its snaky little head 60 years ago, 70 years ago. Before that, it didn't really exist any longer. The tribal leaders, which became known as the Taliban, warred against themselves over territories as gangs. Not white gangs, not black gangs. Bedouin gangs. I'm sorry if your Pakistani history has been forgotten or your parents never taught it to you. But Pakistan's history is also filled with all kinds of crazy genocide, right? Murdering because of religion, right? So Pakistanians and Indians have gone at it for an eternity. They murder each other. So why is the United Nations wanting to put every minority that represents 0.02% of the population in a position of power? Who are they representing, David?
Okay, well, Stuart, okay, so let's get real here. I mean, I just want to put into perspective, people, what comments that she has made, because her attitude is that the white man has brought life as we know into the verge of extinction. She blames the white man who basically killed, looted, and abused black and brown people to profit so he has the earth. I'm not entirely disagreeing with that, you know, colonialists came from mostly the West. But, you know, to sit here and to say that we are destroying the planet one by one, and that's her climate attitude, is, you know, maybe Russia, sure, but China? What about China? Are you attacking China? No, we don't attack China. We only attack white people. And this is exactly what her only goal is, to attack white people.
Right, but does she not forget the Arab world?
Well, she doesn't care about it. It doesn't matter about it.
That went through the Middle East, that went through Western Europe?
Look, Stuart, it doesn't matter. The Ottoman Empire has no bearing for her. The only thing that matters to her is what, because listen, Pakistan, as you know, was a British, you know, colony, was divided. I agree that the British completely screwed up what happened in that neighborhood. There's no doubt about it between Bangladesh, India, and Pakistan, and that's a whole other rant. But let's take a roller brush and, pardon the expression, whitewash everything and say, let's go with everybody who's done, like, thank you so much for really like putting this thing, because she makes a comment that white people have absolutely no prerogative or authority to lead the climate change movement. That's offensive. And that, I think, Stuart, is the purpose of why I'm really sick and tired of these woke folk that come into and are being brought in to show, oh, look, we do this DEI, we're doing all these wonderful things. The United Nations is rife with all these activists who are more anarchists. I mean, to say not defund the police, but abolish the police. If this is your belief, then you don't believe in law and order. I don't care what color your skin is. You don't believe in law and order. And that to me is a big, big problem, because the belief that all police is corrupt, which is exactly the mantra of the woke. This is what she's brought in, and she's been educated by a very hardcore socialist, hardcore left. I mean, she believes that, you know, the British family was all about inequality, capitalism, and white supremacy personified. I love these kinds of things. America, you looted every inch of this planet, raped and pillaged its brown and black people, and now you're angry that your citizens are doing it to you. I mean, in what world is she in? Like, to sit here and to make these kind of remarks, and of course, this is also Flavis following George Floyd, but she believes that, you know, BLM demonstrations were exemplary for climate activists of what it looks like to be a credible threat to power. No. And I think this is the problem when you take a 25, 26-year-old person who has absolutely no reality in her wake. She hasn't been exposed. The UN is, as you said, a cesspool. I'll use my word, not yours, but a cesspool of haters and anarchists and whatever. But I challenge her. I challenge her to go to the Arab states and say, climate change. Like, we're not going to dig for oil anymore. What's your reaction going to be? I dare you to go to China and do the exact same thing. I dare you to go to the African nations and say, hey, listen, you are not to rape and pillage.
Pakistan? How about go back to where you come from and go and figure that out? Not to go back to where you come from in that sense. Go back
Pakistan
and try and be an advocate for change in Pakistan.
In her world, everything is the fault of the white man. So therefore, what happened in Pakistan was the fault of the British. The British left that area, and I think it was 1947 at the same time as they left Palestine. You know, please give me a break. It has now been 75 years, 77 years, and you're telling me you're still blaming. And that is the woke. The woke is about blame, not about accountability, not about here's how we're going to change it.
You know a narcissist? Likes to blame everyone but themselves.
Oh, 100%.
You know, if you're either part of the solution or you're the problem. And people that find blame and not accountability seems to be the modern definition of a four-letter word.
Woke. Yeah, well, they don't like that word. I know, you know, look.
And by the way, when they give Women of the Year this woman, right?
Yep.
I would like to know how much in women's rights she stood for in the Muslim world.
I know. I got a better question to ask you.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know the answer, so that's why I'm gonna ask the question that I'm gonna ask it. Okay. Her and Greta Thunberg and all the rest of these so-called climate activists denounced Israel because they're not allowed, you know, but it's what's odd, right? Is that, can you name me a country as small as Israel who's done more for climate change and more for preserving the climate, water preservation, you know, and other things? It is the beacon in this area. And her and others have completely shredded because they are the white man. They're colonists. This is their mindset. And you know what? They believe in, pardon the expression, scorched earth theory. Okay. They're going to burn everything in their wake. Because they believe in their cause they believe in their cause to such an extent, okay, to such an extent. I mean, I'm mind boggled, okay. But Greta Thunberg is an example, as well as this individual Aisha Siddiqui, who, like, listen, you can believe what you want. But the moment you go on social media and the moment you go to press, you know, to make these statements, you give yourself the right to be attacked verbally, and don't say nobody's allowed to criticize me. BS. You're both BS, and I'm calling you out on that. And these are UN-loving people. And so, folks, when you talk about the credibility of the United Nations, this is with whom you're dealing with. Do I believe that we should deal with climate change? 100%. But to sit here and to insult every single person on the planet, or the white people on the planet, let's be more precise, because you think that that's the way to go and that's how you're going to affect change, you're not going to get change from me. You're just going to get obstinance. That's it. Stuart, last word to you, my friend.
You know, I miss those Mickey Mouse ears. They bring me such joyful memories.
Oh, boy. That's exactly how we should wrap up this call. Okay.
I mean, we're talking about the woke, broke, stupid. You know, yeah. you know what happens when a woke person turns 45?
Mm.
They become a Republican.
I don't think so. Anyways, on that note, folks, thanks for tuning in today to Stuart's commentary, or we are the Rant Network. Listen, folks, we hope you found something out of this dialogue. Catch us every Monday, normally every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon, Eastern. That's when we go on broadcast. We're all over social media, so you can download the podcast on audio. You can watch us on YouTube. You can go to our channel, therantnetwork.com, to subscribe. Please do. And until we meet again on Friday, have yourself a wonderful, wonderful day. Take care.